And you know that game is not on television.
It's not. Well, Tom, what in the world will we do?
If you weren't at the stadium, how would you would you keep track?
Yeah.
Right here on 1620.
Oh.
Of course, all the Aggie games. And
okay.
We'll start things off with the Fan Zone show at 11:30 a.m.
There, 11:30 a.m. in the morning.
In the morning.
Yeah.
11:30 a.m. in the morning. That's right.
Yeah. Chase, a call here for this morning from the College Station. How are you?
No, I'm doing mighty fine.
As Tom mentioned, ratings for game one of the World Series between the Rangers and San Francisco down 25%. That's not good.
Uh-huh.
Game three of these series will be Saturday night as we move to Arlington.
Yeah.
And being the good promoters of agriculture, the Texas Department of Agriculture has come up with a fun report called Agriculture Goes to Bat in the 2010 World Series.
I don't get it.
Baseball bat.
They're growing corn in the outfield.
That's it.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
Baseball bats are made of wood.
Certainly not littered with baseballs right now.
That's
none
true.
That the Rangers are hitting.
The timber industry produces 500 million cubic feet of lumber annually with... we have high def. People can hear
What in the world was that?
Sorry. That was some dry cleaning on my old jacket here.
Good Lord.
Let's listen to that again.
See? Very good.
Yeah. See, this is like FM.
You hope you got
careful.
It all off there.
It's like FM without the music.
Yeah, he's giving batter signals over there.
Peanuts are a favorable snack at baseball games. In Texas, we produce more than 700 million pounds of peanuts. That's enough to make 7 billion peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And hot dogs are a traditional favorite. As long as you don't see how they're made. And their impact is $250 million. However, they do have wonderful hot dogs at the baseball park there in Arlington.
Yeah, they do.
Because it's those Hebrew Nationals,
yeah,
which are pretty doggone good.
Yeah, I had me one a couple of weeks ago.
Did you now?
Spent my own money.
Well, yeah. Strange as that may
there
be.
You go.
All right, so what do you hear about?
What am I here about?
What are you here for?
It's not anything like welcome to the show. It's what are you here about?
I'm here about 10 after 8, I guess.
Very nice. Okay.
Ann Boykin from our Heritage Programs at the City of College Station is here, and a three-day extravaganza
Absolutely.
Starts today at Veterans Park.
Very good. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Scott.
Excellent. We always appreciate what the Heritage Programs do, because after all, it is our history, and we need to save it. So what's going on this weekend?
Well, today our history is going way, way back, and I have a trivia question for you.
Okay.
How old do you think our tradition, our Aggie tradition of tailgating is?
Oh, well, I can remember tailgating at bonfires. I'm not sure if I can remember.
A little further back than that.
Okay, how long has tailgating been around?
Let's try 10,000 years.
Oh, well, wait a minute.
Maybe the oldest Aggie tradition.
I never saw a Neanderthal in core outfit and regalia, but, you never know. That's right.
This weekend out at Veterans Park near the American Pavilion, we will be recreating the earth oven cookery of Native American tribes and indigenous tribes here in the Brazos Valley in the Hot Rocks Cook-Off. We're with Dr. Alston Toms and Texas A&M students, graduate students, undergraduate students, also students from Texas State University. Will be recreating the methods of cooking that they used in open pits that they put fire into and added rocks, and they heated their food. They buried it, cooked it for 20 hours or 40 hours, and a lot of the customs were passed down to generations around the fire, you know, chit-chatting like they did at the Aggie tailgating.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're going to tell the old stories
right.
and reminisce. So it's going to be a really neat weekend to see how folks in this area right there actually in Veterans Park 10,000 years ago where they recreated these ovens.
Now, go ahead. Now, if folks want to become a member, I mean, you have a support group that helps gather information. It needs to be funded. It whether it's the specificity of City of College Station or, as you say, all the Heritage Programs, how do people become a member or active in this?
Well, they can send me their email address, and I will keep them on my mailing list for all of the Heritage Programs events and activities. And we have a wide range, something for everybody, obviously, with archaeology, anthropology, local history, and more recent history, and there's a lot going on here.
Absolutely, that's for sure. So, and when's your next luncheon?
Our next luncheon is November 17th, and we have Colonel James Woodall presenting his book on the 7 Medal of Aggie honor recipients.
There you go. It's the Heritage Programs of College Station. Thanks a bunch. All right.
You're welcome. Thank
Jay
you.
Jay Sokol, what else do you have for us today?
Don't forget, Election Day coming up, 7 to 7, or the voting hours. If you have questions about your polling precinct, you can visit cstx.gov/elections or brazosvotes.org. And also a reminder that the warrant roundup starts November 1st, right? We just finished 2 weeks of warrant amnesty.
Had your chance.
You did have your chance, so you may get to unwillingly participate in Warrant Roundup November 1st through the 12th. If you are not sure if you have an outstanding warrant with the city, go to cstx.gov/warrants, and your name may be on there.
And depending on the kind of people you hang out with, you might want to tell a friend about it.
You
that.
Might.
All yeah. right, very good. See you later.
All right.
You bet. We visit with folks from the City of College Station on Fridays, brought to you by Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet and Aggie Lane Lighting Center.